We continue our scripture reading in the book of James, coming to the last portion, James 5, 13 to 20. You'll find it on page 1291 if you're using the Pew Bible. Now, occasionally the question will come up, if God is sovereign, why should we bother to pray? Well, God is sovereign, and the Bible clearly declares that it is necessarily the case, and yet the Bible does teach us to pray. Why is that? Well, let me put it this way. It is true that prayer does not change God. Of course, prayer does not change God. God's decree is eternal. If he could be changed by us, he would not be the omnipotent, unchanging one. But never believe that prayer does not change things. And James 5, 13 to 20 makes clear that in the will of God, our prayers do change things. And, of course, we do not know what is God's will until it comes about. And so the attitude that we are taught in the Scripture is to be zealous and confident in our prayers, knowing that God in his will often change things so that things that would have happened don't happen, or the other way around, because we prayed or because we did not. As James said in chapter 4, you have not because you ask not. How often I've said, let that not be said of us. Let it not be said that we did not pray. Now, he gives a number of examples here. He talks about someone who is suffering or is sick. Let that person pray. So when we ourselves are in need, we should pray about our needs. If anyone cheerful, we should praise. He talks about someone being sick and the elders of the church coming and anointing them and praying for them. Our session has often practiced that. Circumstances do not always make it possible. We believe that there have been specific prayer requests that have been answered. On other occasions, it does not seem that what we ask for has been answered, but God is still sovereign, and we know that he has used our prayers. He uses the example of a private person. Now, the private person is the prophet Elijah. And you go, not so fast, that's not a private person, that's a prophet. No, he specifies he's a man with a nature like ours. In one sense, Elijah was just like any of us, and he prayed boldly and fervently that it would not rain, and for 3 years it did not rain, 3 years and 6 months. Now, thank the Lord that not all of our prayers have that power. That was a prayer that God used in a particular way. You got the point, though. Let's pray. It's fascinating. James is the New Testament book of wisdom. I think it's very significant that the highest wisdom he wants to give us to is that we need to be praying more. Is that not true? We often say, well, there's nothing else we can do, so we might as well pray. Well, no. The thing we can do is pray. We should pray and then see if there's things that we could do. It is not the last resource. It is the last recourse. It is the first resource. Then he mentions in this as well, if someone has committed sins, we should pray that they would be forgiven. He says at the end, if any of you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Now, there is high wisdom at all. At the end of it all, we need to be utterly committed to the evangelistic work of the gospel. And there's a prayer we should pray. We're all going to die. And if God should deliver us through prayers, it is given to man once to die, and then comes judgment. But we all don't have to go into punishment. We can be saved. And the prayer that we should be praying above all is that unbelievers would believe, that sinners would be saved. And that labor should be the chief labor of our life. That is the conclusion of James's wisdom. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 13. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. My brothers, if any among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.